B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, it's Super Smart. And let's say good morning to caller number 10 today.
I am here.
All right, good to play.
All right, Lydia. Thank you. Yeah, you're caller number 10. You're going to play Super Smart, sponsored by Rodenheiser Home Services. Looking to add their winning team, so they need some help. If you're looking for a job, for more info, apply. Go to careers.rodenheiser.com. Lydia, so you're call number 10. You're going to play Super Smart. And now tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
I am a recruiter for CTS. We're a telecommunications company, and we make cell phones work in buildings.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Except for ours.
Yeah, ours. Not that great, but that's okay.
you need an upgrade. You need to call CTS.
Okay, there it is. There's your free plug. Hey, Lydia, anybody you want to shout out listening today in the audience?
I have four wonderful adult children, and I got my husband, Jeff, here with me. We're actually in the car. He's dropping me to work. So, hi, Jeff.
How you doing?
All right. That's funny. All right, let's get to it, guys. You know how it works. I'm sure you listen every day, right?
I do. I've actually played 3 years ago.
All right, now. Oh, you're due. Okay, so LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right. You win $1,000. If you're not sure, say pass, and we'll get back to the question. All right, Lydia, here we go.
What is 9 plus 1?
10.
True or false, Barry Manilow wrote the Stuck on Band-Aid jingle?
True.
What's the capital of France?
Pass.
Who was Jennifer Lopez engaged to before she reunited with Ben Affleck?
A-Rod.
Double your pleasure, double your fun was a ad slogan used by what product?
Government gum.
Which country is also a continent?
Australia.
How many lines are in a sonnet?
8.
True or false, John Adams signed the first federal income tax into law?
False.
What's the name of Sammy Hagar's tequila?
Pass.
What short story begins with $1.87, that was all, and 60 cents of it was in pennies?
Oi.
Yep.
Lydia, I can tell.
That was a hard one, LBF.
I'm sorry.
It's Friday. She doesn't want to give away any of her money.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
All right. Listen, you did a good job. The capital of France is Paris.
You got six right.
Yep.
That was an easy one. I thought it was a trick question.
No. How many lines are in a sonnet? 14. Yeah. The name of Sammy Hagar's tequila is Cabo Wabo. And the short story that begins with $1.87, that was all, and 60 cents of it was in pennies, was The Gift of the Magi. You remember when the couple, he sold his watch to get her a hairpin, and then she cut her hair off to get the money to get the watch?
I do remember. Thank you.
It's like a...
Wait a minute. That wasn't Christmas?
That was Christmas.
Was it a Hallmark movie?
No, it was a Christmas story about the gift for Christmas. He wanted to get a hair clip for his wife for her hair, and she wanted to get him a watch, but they didn't have any money. They only had $1.87.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you read that. You don't know that story?
I don't.
Oh, my God.
I thought there was frankincense and myrrh coming. I didn't know.
Watches Hallmark movies for Christmas.
Sorry.
All right. I'll read it to you.
Lydia, this has nothing to do with you. We apologize for that. Hey, so look, you got six right, and I know you knew Paris, but didn't we all? Dang.
Forget that.
You forgot Paris. Listen, you got a four-pack of tickets to the New England Revolution game. That is next Saturday night. It's a fun take.
Awesome.
You and Jeff, go enjoy it, okay? Hey, thank you for listening. Hang on, Brian. You need to talk to Lydia, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay, don't go anywhere. Lydia, hang on. Okay, sign up to play Super Smart, WROR.com. LBF's going to put the home version of the game up, right?
Yep, and you can do multiple choice. If you're good at it, just sign up and play. You can win $1,000.
Just a heads up, don't leave yet, but aren't you going to be on Boston 25 here at 9 o'clock?
Yes.
You're doing a photo shot, shoot? What are you doing?
I'm just doing a stand-up routine. No,
oh,
I didn't know.
Wow, they're going to get you to stand up?
I love sitting.
All right.
I'm going to bounce, baby.
So if you're home
and you want to see the biggest hair on the planet because the humidity is high.
9 o'clock,
tune
you see what
nine.
She really, really looks like.
Oh.
Boston 25 at 9. All right, Brian, let's see how the roads are so you can get going here soon.
All right, this is brought to you by Staples Stores.
Backstage.
sagecountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.